Welcome to the podcast where I talk about simple golf tips that I might be able to provide you. So let's get started. So the first basic tip I provide for all beginning golfers is golf is a game of patience. Golf is a game of patience because you've got to be able to be patient when you hit the golf ball. When you hit the golf ball, you got to be able to just stay patient and hit your shot. Golf is not a game of rushing about and doing whatever and hitting each shot without a practice swing. That's the number one way you could screw up while playing golf and moving your head, but that's fine. The way you could calm down and just hit your shot is take a couple deep breaths, just relax, and go out there and hit a shot. That's the number one way you could possibly keep yourself calm on the golf course. A lot of the pros, when they get a bad shot, they get upset, but they don't show it because they are good at keeping their anger down. The next tip I can provide is keep your head down when you swing. If you don't keep your head down when you swing, you're going to see your shot and you're not going to hit that golf ball. Golf is a game of trusting yourself to keep your head down, keep a good swing, and follow through on your shots. If you follow through sideways, your shot's going to go either left or right, depending on how you hit the ball. So basically, it's all about how you hit the ball. And, yeah. So basically, what I do is, as I practiced recently on the driving range, is that I maintained a solid swing, and I made sure on my 7-iron that my club followed all the way through the shot. Like, where I started my backswing is where I should follow through it. That's a good tip, too, for you golfers is out there, is that follow through at the same point you start your swing, which is a good start. So the third tip I can provide is maintain a solid putting stroke. If you follow through on your putts, you're going to make a lot more than you think. Reading the break is also important, too. You've got to maintain the ability to read break and have a good sense of where the putt and how the putt is going to be read. If you read the putt well, you could possibly make 60% of your putts. I maintain a solid 30% because I just can't read greens. That's my problem. And golf is all about reading greens and being patient. Also, the fourth tip I can provide you guys is maintain a solid short game. If you don't maintain a solid short game, then you're going to end up with a lot of bogeys and pars, or bogeys and doubles on your scorecard. This is my number one problem right now. I just can't hit a decent 7-iron or pitching wedge shot to save my life. I mean, I'm getting better, but I just can't hit a decent shot to save my life. And, yeah. Alright, so to recap, make sure you have a good putting stroke, stay patient, keep calm, and, yeah, make sure you keep your head down when you're swinging. Those are my tips for you guys. And I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I'll be back next week to talk about maybe basketball. I don't know. But yeah, we'll be back next week to talk about another some more tips. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.